Whether it's a local issue like strong mayor that prompts you or a vote for your next member of Congress, the important thing is that you cast that ballot for the November general election. Ken Rudin, the political junkie, is joining us from Washington, D.C., as he does every week. Ken, the election headlines go from Ebola to Measure L to a fan at the debate and everything in between.
Yes, maybe one of these days the voters will decide who to vote for on issues, but a lot of stuff has been a sideshow, but there's so much at stake on November 4th. It's just unbelievable what's at stake. And, of course, we're talking about control of the Senate, which is the big story, but a lot of gubernatorial races, a lot of House races, and, of course, a lot of local races that are driving people to the polls as well.
Well, and the conversation trickles down to state politics, California, and the supermajority question hangs in the balance here. Did you hear any of our conversation about the strong mayor measure in Sacramento?
I did hear a little bit of it, yes, and obviously that's a big issue in Sacramento and the kind of powers that the mayor will have. The answer to your question is yes, I did hear part of it, yes.
My follow-up to that is, over a period of time, and obviously this is just your opinion, but do you think a candidate or an issue moves people more in an election year?
Well, that's a great question. And, of course, sometimes issues do matter. Of course, sometimes there are initiatives or referenda on a ballot, either about guns or abortion, voters out to vote. But then again, there'll be these candidates that inspire this adoration or hope. I mean, we saw this with Ronald Reagan. We saw it with Barack Obama that will get voters out. Ross Perot, for all his faults, got a lot of voters out to the polls in 1992 because he represented not the politics as usual, but ultimately, politicians fail and issues fail. But right now, I mean, the balance of power is what's at stake in 2014.
We had a story here last week about the youth vote in California, an all-time low, Ken, under 4% for the June primary. Can you tell me what's happening with the youth vote this time around across the country?
Well, you know something, Beth, it's the kind of thing that we talk about every cycle and how to get young people out. And people will talk about, rock the vote and things like that. But ultimately, not only are young voters not coming out, a lot of voters are not coming out. And we've said on your program before that during the June primary in California, 18% turnout. Yeah. Now, that is abysmal, but it's not just, responsive to California. There are just a lot of voters who are either turned off by the negativity, turned off by the inaction in Washington, turned off by promises that many politicians, including the president, have made and not been able to deliver on. So a lot of people say, why vote if nothing changes?
You're listening to the political junkie, Ken Rudin, and Ebola continues to be part of this election cycle conversation, and now with news of a name for an Ebola czar. And kind of a weird question here, but have you heard of any candidates being nervous about flying?
I have not heard that at all. Of course, we did see in the 7th congressional debate that we covered a few weeks ago that both candidates had a big issue of whether they should ban flights from West Africa coming into the U.S. And, of course, Doug Ossie said he was in favor of the ban. Ami Bera said not yet. He's not in favor of it yet. I have not heard candidates talking about fear of flying, but I've heard a lot of candidates talk about fear of Obama's lack of action, and that's basically the Republican theme going into the election that's 2 weeks away, that he's not been strong enough and he's dithered too much. And of course, but Republicans have been saying that about everything, including all facets of foreign policy.
There's some encouraging news, though, from Nigeria that they're not having any new cases at this point, and that seems to be maybe the first shift in the tide. But in our country, some renewed conversation about a Surgeon General. I have to tell you, Ken, I didn't even realize that we didn't have a Surgeon General right now. I just took it for granted that position was always in place.
Well, the position always had been in place until last year when, of course, the President Obama's nominee, Vivek Murthy, basically ran afoul of the National Rifle Association, and Democrats, Republicans, and many red state Democrats as well, didn't want him as Surgeon General because he tweeted saying that basically gun violence is a health issue. Right. And of course, that brought up the ire of the NRA, and it sent a signal to many incumbents saying that you in the Senate saying you cannot confirm this guy because he's an opponent of Second Amendment rights. Now, of course, that's taking it a little too far, but that's what the NRA's argument is. But the point is, the irony is that the Surgeon General itself has really not been much more than I hate to say the word figurehead, but more than not much more than a spokesperson during health crises. You do have an HHS secretary. You do have the head of the CDC, Tom Frieden. So basically, there are people there who can address the issue. But I think President Obama felt that with all the bureaucracy in the government, with all the different people sniping at each other, why not get somebody who's a trusted hand like Ron Klain as the Ebola czar? Now, the Republicans will say this guy is just a Democratic hack. He worked for Joe Biden. He worked for Al Gore. All he is talking about politics. But sometimes you need somebody who understands politics to get through the bureaucracy of the government.
The bureaucracy. Well, Ken, thanks for joining us. It's going to be intense over the next 2 weeks, and we look forward to speaking to you next Monday.
Thanks a lot, Beth.
That's Ken Rudin. Election Day is 2 weeks from tomorrow. There's plenty more information at capradio.org, including a link to the site. More from the political junkie, Ken Rudin himself. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.